This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby bird. This all used to be jumping back in the day.
Yeah, it's going to be jumping next month.
Let's go with bird.
If this is a 15 and 15 start, that seat's getting hot, Topper. You really going to wear that suit Thursday?
You know what? It's funny. People are asking me, like, man, are you going to wear a suit Thursday? I don't know. Maybe a jacket. I don't know.
Maybe a blazer? Welcome back. Blazer. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chill. You
got to be presentable
well,
on the air.
That's true. 215-592-9494. And here's what I'm presenting today. Rob Thompson should be on the hot seat to start the season. And I like Topper. And I think overall, he has done a nice job as Phillies manager. But I can't let what happened last year go into this year. If they struggle to start the season, if they're a lot like they were to end last season, I'm making a switch. I can't start a season saying, well, wake me up in October. No, the regular season matters. And we had a caller when Rhea was with us. Hugh, I think the NL got better. I don't think it's – if the Phillies are middling around 500, it's not like it's a lock to make the playoffs. They probably will, but I don't think it's a lock. And I can't let Topper just stumble his way through a season. So I'd have him on the hot seat to start the year.
You know, it's something to be said about going into a off season, you know, having the best record in baseball – and, you know, getting bounced in the playoffs and them not making any moves in the offseason. It's something to be said about it. If I was Topper, put it like this, I don't think it's right, but I would not be comfortable.
Well, they're also saying that, to go back to them not doing many big things this offseason, they're also, in essence, telling him you have enough.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't, but they're telling him they think they've given him enough to go win.
And then they got the influx of all the young talent that you have coming in, the three young players that we were talking about. Yeah, that is telling. And the fact that, you know, you're not extended for a long period of time, that is definitely telling.
Yeah, and now on top of all this, we'll start a season with a hedge by Topper with the lineup. So listen to this from Topper yesterday during the broadcast. Phillies wrapping up spring training here. It sure sounds like we're going to have a season that starts off with two different lineups. One versus lefties, that would be Trey on top. One versus righties, that would be Schwarber. Here's Topper yesterday on the broadcast.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off, right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
Yeah, so that to me tells me it's lefty-righty, and he's going to switch back and forth. So they're going to start off on Thursday against Mackenzie Gore of the Nats. That's a lefty, so it sounds like Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter on opening day. And, Hugh, I just keep going back to this in my head, and it's a best-case scenario. Thursday afternoon, Trey Turner steps to the plate, boom, double, first at-bat, second at-bat, single, third at-bat, single, three hits, his first three at-bats. And he's not the leadoff hitter in the second game. It's weird to me.
Yeah, I get that, but it's also weird that, you know, this team, the way that they exited the playoffs, didn't make any moves after there was moves that everybody talked about that were going to be made, and you're going back into the season with the same lineup. So I think that out of the necessity to do something different, that's where this comes from, you know, because you didn't do a whole lot that was different. So you have to be open to change, and you have to be able to adjust in certain situations. Remember how we talked about where Mookie Betts out there when he changed positions and everything?
Yep.
To me, and I know it's different as far as the batting in the lineup and everything, and they were talking about how Ben alluded to it, but to me, it's kind of the same thing. You do what's necessary. And if this is necessary for you to have success, then you got to get out of your comfort zone. Remember a couple years ago when they had the pitch clock and everybody was complaining about the pitch clock and all the other stuff, and guys felt like they were being sped up? They've adjusted. This is kind of the same thing. You got to adjust in order to get to where you ultimately want to be if you feel it's going to help you get there.
Yeah, well, and I'm okay with managers trying different things and not, you know, doing the same thing over again. Feels like a lot, though, and it feels like it affects more than just one or two people every single day. If it works, I'll say Topper was ahead of this. But if it doesn't, hot seat time for Topper. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone so you can comment on this. Of course, the Dallas Goedert situation. Elliott thinks he could be cut outright if they can't find a trade partner sooner around the draft. Where do you come down on that? It would annoy the heck out of me if they just cut Dallas Goedert. Hugh is all right with it. And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's clues.
Oh, nobody got that yet?
Not yet. Well, this is on you. 100 gift cards to Sunoco. You really thought that last clue was giving it away. You thought
I really did. I thought the last clue, I thought that was money. I really did. I put a lot of thought into these clues, even though y'all hate on the first clue all the time. You're not supposed to get it on the first shot.
Have you noticed, Kyle, the tipping point for Hugh during the Hugh's clues? The first hour, he's proud when no one gets it. Second hour, he thinks he's giving it to you. By the third you're on the hot seat for your clues.
No, I'm not. It's just that.
By the third hour, it's a reflection on you.
People complain about everything, and they always going to complain. Like, it doesn't bother me when they complain about the first clue. Now, the second clue, that was money. That second clue was money.
It was good. I wouldn't call it
money. It was money.
I mean, come on.
It was money.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. All right, back to the phone lines here, and then we'll go over some possible names if Topper didn't make it through the season. We knew in 2022 Topper was the bench coach. He was probably the next up. Who could it be if something did happen this year? Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Hugh, Joe, Kyle.
Tom.
Thank you for inviting me into your home.
Thank you for recognizing all of us when you called
in. Hey, Tom, I'm a little sensitive on this money, man. But appreciate you speaking. Appreciate it.
Please let me take my shoes off before I speak.
You don't have to take your shoes off, Tom.
Well, listen, the decor is beautiful. Thank you very much. Listen, is Topper on the hot seat? He's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be on the hot seat. And let me explain that. Okay, he's coming off of, you know, 2 years where we fell up a little bit short. He's coming off of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl and the Sixers and Flyers not even sniffing the playoffs. So, yes, he's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be on the hot seat. And he's a quiet guy. Like, everyone wants, you know, you got to do something like to stir up the team. Well, maybe his way of doing it is stirring up the lineup.
Maybe. I mean, and I don't think in a vacuum, Tom, it's a ridiculous thought. Like, hey, Turner's better against lefties, Schwarber against righties. It just feels, it's a little desperate to me, Tom, when Schwarber in the leadoff spot was not the problem with this team.
Right, but do you feel like the void, like, you know, coming off the Super Bowl win and then the void of the Sixers and Flyers not doing anything, like, yeah, he's on the hot seat, but I don't think he should be on the hot seat. And we'll see, and you know, there is no crying in baseball, so you know, you're put where the manager puts you, so that's just the way I feel. He's got to do something, but if you listen to him speak, isn't he Canadian?
Yes, he is.
When he speaks, he sounds like Bobby Clark. I mean, all those Canadian guys are, like, so calm, and, like he's not going to change his demeanor. He's not going to flip over a water bottle or, you know, a water jug or flip over a table. What he's going to do is he's got to do – people are asking him to do something now, so he's going to start to juggle the lineup, and I don't blame him.
And that – look, Tom, I get that, and I understand why you can't just keep doing the same thing over again and expect different results. So I'm okay with some change. I just feel like last year's collapse was pretty bad, and I can't let him do it again for a month and a half. If they don't respond to this, then I'll move on. Tom, what do you got for us for a guess for Hugh's Clues? Fictional sports coach.
Don't let me down, Tom.
I've got a guess, and Hugh could be very, very tough with his clues and stuff like that. I would never want to go to one of those game rooms with him. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. The word is coach. Okay, there was a fictional Hayden Fox, Craig T. Nelson was coach.
I remember that. I remember that TV show.
That is very – Hugh's literal, so I could see why he would have thought of coach.
Craig T. Nelson,
yeah.
Coach. He played Hayden Fox, and the name of the show was Coach.
It was. I think Minnesota State was the school.
Minnesota State.
But, Tom, it's a great thought process, but the wrong answer. And then Tom workshopped that like you workshopped things. Yeah,
and I used to like that show. Liked it a lot.
I was a fan of Coach was
a good. Craig T. Nelson was a good he's a good actor.
He was. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Ken, what's up?
So, first of all, Rob Thompson should have been fired after the loss to the Mets last year. So, his seat should be so hot that he's afraid to sit down. He has been a key contributor to the fact that they have not yet won a World Series in the last 3 years of making postseason. And you could just tick through some of the catastrophically bad decisions he made or did not make. When it mattered the most in the game. So, yeah, Rob Thompson and I are on two different levels of thinking. And to me, this smacks of desperation. And one of the things that has always bothered me the most about Rob Thompson is his almost religious adherence to lefty, righty, lefty, righty. Like, he can't think of anything else. So this is taking that already flawed thinking to the most ridiculous extreme, where we're going to have a left-handed leadoff guy for right-handed starters and a right-handed leadoff guy for left-handed starters, which then means we're going to have a completely different lineup of the same nine guys, depending on who starts the game. It's asinine. And, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken dookie. We know that. And they did nothing to make this team better in the offseason. But the two best ways to start making the team better in the offseason would have been to fire the manager and start over. Because when they don't do anything this year, and they're not going to do anything this year, and I become more and more convinced of that, they're going to have to blow it all up. They're going to have to, which means Dombrowski's going to have to go. Thompson's going to have to go. They're going to have to let a lot of these high-dollar guys leave that are at the end of their contracts, like Schwarber and Castellanos. They're going to have to start over again and go back to being an 80-win team until they can rebuild into something that's a contender again. It's just that simple. So, yeah, this is asinine, and it's moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. That's what this is.
Yeah, especially, and Ken, I'm glad you said it, because if it was just Schwarber 1 or Schwarber 2, you know, Turner 1, they're affected four spots. And in theory, they're four best hitters, right? The four guys that they trust the most, 1, 2, 3, 4, in whatever order. Ken, every day. Like, it just, eventually, I think Harper's going to go to Topper and say, I don't want to be moved every day. I don't even think this is going to work for more than a few weeks, for Bryce complains about it.
He's probably already done that. I mean, you know, look, part of this is the fact that you have to convince Bryce Harper for some reason that you know, we need you to bat somewhere other than third. I mean, that's been part of this conversation the entire offseason. You know, if I don't care how old Jim Leland is. Maybe Jim Leland is 88 years old. I don't care how old Jim Leland is. If they fire Rob Thompson in June, if Jim Leland can walk, and if he still knows what day of the week is, I would bring him in, put him in a Phillies uniform, and say, here, go show these guys how real big league managers manage big league rosters.
Well, I'd be for that.
He's like 80.
He is 80, yes. He's 80.
There's a video out there. And
something against old people, Hugh?
I love old people. I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, exactly. Come on. I mean, you know, old bald guys. You and me, we got to stick together.
Hey, old bald. But, dog, hey, Kim, my hair growing, dog. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't bald no more.
Your back doesn't count.
Well, he thinks combing his bald spot's going to make it grow in. I told him it's not going to work. That doesn't work that way.
Damn, man. Just be bald, man. Just.
Come on home, Hugh.
I'm going to fight a good fight.
Come on home. Ken, what's your guess here for Hugh Clues? What fictional coach?
I'm going to take a swing here, and I'm going to go with Pop Fisher in The Natural.
Pop Fisher in The Natural. And you know what, Ken? I don't know if you were thinking this way, Ken. We appreciate it. Pop Douglas, of course, was on the bracket.
Yeah, he was on the bracket.
It's not Pop Fisher, though. All right. I'm a little surprised no one has gotten this yet.
Oh, see, now you're a little surprised.
Now we've reached, you know, middle of the 12 o'clock segment here. I'm a little surprised. All right, so Ken mentioned Jim Leland. We were throwing out in our meeting before the show
80, dog.
Some possible names. So 2 years ago, three years ago, Hugh, the Phillies fired a manager in May, and they elevated their bench coach, right? That was Rob Thompson. He became the manager. So if this went bad, if they got to a point where he really was on legitimate hot seat, what do they have? Look, Kevin Long is a hitting coach that's been around a long time.
His name's been mentioned. I've heard his name quite a bit.
And he's got a relationship with all those guys from the Nats way back then. Schwarber, yeah. Turner, Harper. I think he'd be a candidate. Dusty Wathen was a manager in the minor leagues. And there was a thought that maybe he'd be a manager here one day. That career never took forth. He's the third base coach. Caleb Cotham is a very well-respected pitching coach, but I'm not sure if you want to put extra, you know, stuff on his plate. He's handling all the pitchers. So, I mean, it would probably come from the staff that's here. But that Jim Leland thing, I mean, 20 years ago, people wanted Jim Leland hired here. He is 80 years old. I believe, though, I think it was, I remember what year this was, 2003? The Marlins got Jack McKeon out of retirement. Jack McKeon was like 80 when they brought him in, and he took him to the World Series. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of hell Jim Leland is in, but he was a manager with Dombrowski in Miami, Hugh, and Detroit. They have a long relationship. So, I mean.
Yeah, he probably somewhere on the beach chilling, though, right?
Yeah, but if he's got one more run in him.
I don't know. I mean, I hear
you. Are you being ageist?
No, I'm not. But it's like you're bringing somebody in to run somebody. It's almost like when Matt Patricia was brought in to run somebody else's defense. You know what I mean? And you're expecting them to take off.
So you're thinking if it's someone on the staff here.
Has to be. Well, even though Patricia was on the staff, it was something different. He wasn't brought in to be the defensive coordinator. Then all of a sudden, he became the defensive coordinator.
You know, now that I'm thinking back as Leland's name was brought up there by Ken, I think when they fired Girardi, I feel like someone asked Dombrowski, did he call Leland? And I think that he said, Jim's happy in retirement. But like he didn't say no. I feel like this came up 3 years ago. And the sense I got, Hugh, was that he asked him and Jim said, I'm too old for this. Now he's 3 years older, so probably not. But, I mean, Jim Leland used to smoke in the dugout. I mean, he's as old school as they come.
Speaking of too old, dog, and I'm sorry, y'all, but I just thought about this.
Here we go.
Did y'all see the pictures of Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
On the beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
With him doing like the little.
it's weird.
It's
man.
A lot.
I think it's funny, but it just made me, when you said, you know, on the beach chilling and Jim Leland being like 80.
I got to tell you, I'm so out on people that are older doing selfies with their significant others. Like, what are we doing? You see Tiger Woods yesterday?
Dog, you talk about like
you're not respecting his privacy.
Well, why you posted the photo?
She all right though. She all right looking too. He did all right for himself.
Sure he did. Yeah, and I mean happy for Tiger, but like, why do you have to share this with me?
Because you want the world to know. It's been a lot
of
people.
He said respect our privacy.
It's a lot of people that have been oversharing their new relationships.
That's
lately.
The word oversharing.
Yeah, but people want to know. And so they feel like they have to tell.
I don't need to know every detail of the Belichick situation.
Belichick Little Mermaid thing, man, that was a lot.
I thought the Belichick thing was going to be like a quick in and out fling. She might be in this for the long haul.
Oh, what? Never mind. I'm going to keep that to myself. Yeah, they look like they're happy.
Yeah, long haul for whatever time is left. I don't know what that means. Art in Florida is up. What's up, Art?
Kill him, man. How you guys doing?
Hey, Art. What's up?
Hey, March 24th, today, I'm making a prediction.
Okay, let's hear it.
Philly will not make the playoffs with this Taijuan Walker pitching every how many days. These losses are going to cost us big time.
He had a nice little
yeah, but training. Until that last one.
I said training camp.
He got smacked last week.
Stop.
Cole Hamels gave
ring an endorsement.
Hugh, are you trying to get us to believe in Taijuan Walker?
All I'm doing is like his one outing. That's all I'm saying. And I'm okay. Now you can say what you want to say.
It's 2 years of crap since he got here.
I won't accept this.
He won't stand there for this.
I want to ask you guys a prediction. I want to ask you a prediction, if you could put a poll out there. How many games do you think he'll win this year?
Taiwan?
Yes.
Three.
I would say 10.
10?
Okay.
What is wrong with him?
If he gets 10 starts,
$2.
I'm going to freak out. $2.
$2 bet. 10.
If he gets 10 starts, it's
okay,
a problem.
Okay, nine. Nine account.
I bet he doesn't win none. Zero.
Oh, I like that number. Over, under, half.
So what are you saying? He doesn't go long. He just gets rocked.
He gets rocked whenever he pitches. Also, I want to make a prediction. Crawford's going to be our leading batter by the end of the year.
Wow. Well, that would be a big jump, not only to make the major leagues, but to be a leadoff hitter as a rookie. I do think, Bart, he could arrive here this year. The fact that they started him in AAA is telling. That means he's one injury, you know, to Marsh in center field from being up here in a month or two.
Yes, sir.
I'd be excited. You know, that's the one thing in our good phone call, man. The one thing, Hugh, because we kept saying they didn't do much in the offseason, mm-hmm. and when Rhea was with us, this came up. It feels like, and we're talking about Topper, hot seat, that's a lever a team sometimes pulls. The lever that it feels like the Phillies are preparing to pull this summer
is the young guys.
The kids.
Yes.
I mean, by midseason.
The young Thundercats.
Uh-oh, Thundercats 2.0.
The Thundercats.
By midseason, Crawford could be here in the outfield. Painter will absolutely be here, barring, you know, some sort of setback physically. And Aiden Miller, although he's only 20, Dabrowski last month when he spoke about him said the special ones, they arrive quickly. So they're kind of greasing the skids here for the Thundercats, you to maybe come and give this thing a boost.
Yeah, I think that's what they're counting on. You know, you talk about Andrew Painter and how much hoopla he had the year before, the year he got hurt. There's a lot of hoopla about him. So, yeah, I think that they're counting on those young guys to have like an infuse into this team. So who was it last year? Cody Clement. Was a young guy.
By the way, they announced that he made the team. Cody's going to be on the team.
Cody was one of those young guys last year that he flashed a lot last year, and people were excited when he was up for the most part. So, yeah, they're probably going to go with some of this youth movement.
I like Cody. I'm glad he made the team as a bench bat. He had a good spring. It's kind of like square peg, round hole because there's not a spot for him, but I didn't want to lose him. I'm glad he's going to make this team. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 will do here. Only at Sunoco. We do have that prize to give away. Hughes Clues. We got to hit you with a third clue next. Unbelievable. On the other side, updates on the Phillies pitching staff to start the year. We know Taiwan is going to start in the rotation, unfortunately. Why, though? What's going on with Ranger Suarez? We'll get to the latest on Ranger Suarez and his back as the season is about to begin on Thursday. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the year? Absolutely. They were terrible in the second half last year. They went out badly in the postseason, and I think the NL is better. They can't mess around the first couple months. Should Topper be on the hot seat? I say yes. Hugh's not there. Where do you come down on this? 215-592-9494. And Dallas Goedert. Elliott said the Eagles could outright cut him. Would that upset you if Goedert was cut? I'd be really annoyed. Hugh would not. Where do you come down on all this? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Brackets busted? Well, new customers at FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to bet on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you're waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. How about that finish in the game last night between Maryland and Colorado State? Look, that was an incredible shot to finish the game. I like this Maryland team. I'm taking them to win outright against Florida on Thursday nights. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action all tourney long. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Too hot, baby. Got to run for shelter. Run for shade. You playing these? These are the songs I grew up with. This is my wheelhouse. JT from Coolin' the Gang.
You've really
so long
leaned
ago,
into this.
You were my love. Yeah, this was a jam. Man.
If you think this audio is good, 1 hour from now, stunning past audio of Hugh Douglas we uncovered. I mean, this is going to blow you away.
I've never heard anything like this in my life.
So sometimes, like, you're told about something, and then, like you hear a story, right? But then you actually get your hands on the evidence to it, and it's 10 times more ridiculous than you thought it was. That's the audio we have an hour from now.
I'm not even fabricating this. Like, my jaw dropped when I heard this.
No, listen.
Kyle messed me right away. Like, we got something.
That was the first time, like, to be honest, that was the first time I've ever heard it.
Really?
Yeah, well, because I texted my frat brother, Orin, who was my producer at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, you got this piece of audio I need? Mm-hmm. And he was like, absolutely. You know I do. He was like, you know I do.
I couldn't believe it. Could not believe my ears.
All right, here's what we got coming up. 215-592-9494. Updated odds on the bracket of Hughes. We know we're down to 16 teams in the NCAA tournament. Also 16 Hugh Douglas is left. Actually, there's 32 Hughes left. We'll get to those as we move forward throughout the next 2 weeks. But we do know we have 16 basketball teams left. We'll get the updated odds on the bracket of Hughes, the stunning audio we uncovered. And at 1 o'clock, I hope everyone out there is as excited as I am. You know what's coming back at 1 o'clock, Hughes?
What's that?
The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock.
Oh!
That's right. Every day between now and the NFL draft, which is 4 weeks away.
4 weeks.
We'll go over another mock draft, who the Eagles are selecting. We'll do that coming up at 1 o'clock.
The draft's going to be crazy this year.
Yeah, yes, it is. Well, we're going to have to wait a while. You realize that? It's going to be a longer night for us. With a 30-second pick.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that.
We're going to lock in. That's going to be a long night.
Oh, Hugh's not going to make it.
I'm going to have to probably get somebody to drive me.
You're going
to
need a nap before.
Yeah. Then I got to go to work the next day?
That's how they usually make us do it, yeah. No day off that day after the draft. All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm just going to sleep in the studio, man. That's a lot.
Who's that guy on the ground in the studio?
All right. I'm going to sleep on one of them couches. I'm going to sleep on the couch in the Infinity Lounge.
Oh, I did that once when, not here, but our old studio, I slept on a couch during a blizzard because at that point, WIP put me up in a room with Jolly.
You refused? You was like, no.
Well, we had, hold on, before anyone's imagination goes wild, they were separate beds.
I didn't think y'all was sleeping in the same bed.
Well, that part was fine.
He snores.
He snored. Yeah, I prepared to sleep there, and the snoring was so loud.
Hold up, wait a minute.
That I went back in a blizzard to sleep on the couch.
No, wait a minute. He was snoring that loud?
That loud. He woke me up from a dead sleep, and I couldn't get back to sleep, and I said, I can't stay here.
You don't snore?
Mm-mm. I don't.
What do you think? Your wife didn't tell you.
No one's ever told me that yet.
Oh, I snore.
I don't sleep on my back. I sleep on my stomach, so I don't snore.
And I talk in my sleep.
Oh, I can see that.
I definitely talk in my sleep.
Well, yeah, but Kyle doesn't have much room to talk about other stuff in his sleep.
Nice. I can picture Jolly being a snorer.
Oh, it was
big time.
It was rough. Yeah. I mean, it really was a problem.
Is it like a chainsaw?
It was.
It like super loud?
It was super loud, and then it would go out silent for like 3 seconds. I guess that's when he wasn't breathing.
Yeah.
And then back to the snoring again. Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was. Horrendous.
I don't think I do that, but I do. I do talk in my sleep.
Yeah, that's a problem too. I feel like.
Well, I
have
about,
facts, folks. Yeah. Facts.
This is a fact, Charlie. I remember it. As clear as day, it was like a decade ago. All right, 215-592-9494. We had a caller mention it last segment. Update on the Phillies pitching situation. So Ranger Suarez will start the season on the IL. How long will he miss? Here's Topper talking about the situation. That means Taiwan is back in the rotation.
Give us the latest, if you can, on both Strom and Ranger.
We've made an announcement. Ranger will go on the IL to start the season. We don't expect him to be out very long. Maybe just a couple of starts, maybe three. We want to build him up. He's kind of had a short spring. And we just want to build him up properly so that we don't have any of those back issues again. And Strom looks good. He's going to pitch for us tomorrow.
All right, so good news on Strom, because that was a concern about a week or two ago that he had a shoulder issue. It sounds like he's going to be there and ready to go opening day. Hugh, the Ranger news is not surprising. He has a tidy back, as you call it, for the second. I mean, really, every year he's got some sort of back issue. Let's hope this one is not that long. Did he miss about a month last year? I think it was like mid-June, and then he came back around the beginning of August, like a month, month and a half. Hugh, I don't know how long he's going to miss. I mean, Topper kind of framed it as a few starts there,
mm-hmm.
which means step on up, Taiwan Walker. He's back.
I know that does not make everybody feel good.
No.
But, you know, it's the beginning of the season, man. We got to, you know, be a little optimistic.
We don't.
No. This.
I mean, I know the track record hasn't been great, but he started out before that.
It's been horrendous.
I mean, yeah, but he started out pretty good as
And then what happened?
It doesn't lend to being comfortable the way that it ended for him.
No, I mean, this is blind faith by you.
I mean, I got to go in there with blind faith. I can't let stuff from the past, keep me from loving again.
How many Taiwan Walker starts until someone calls this radio station and says, get Andrew Painter up here tomorrow?
One.
Yes.
One. If he gets rocked, what, in Washington?
So he's not. So I think because they have days off, I don't know if he's going to have to pitch either the first two series. But then the third series, the Dodgers come in, and that's might be when they need a fifth starter. The Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to work?
It might.
It might against the Dodgers?
Well,
might not.
I mean, the Dodgers might not be off to a hot start. You know, maybe. I mean, what did they do? Well, they were in Japan. What it was a
2-0.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm trying to
justify
Douglas. I'm trying to be optimistic. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Now, this is, I mean, look, this is why they kept Taiwan. He's depth. I mean, there's worse things to have than a guy that has pitched a lot in the major leagues. I don't have big expectations. If he goes out there,
he talked bad about the rotation. What was it, Arizona series, when he was talking about, because he wasn't in it?
Oh, 2 years ago, when he ripped Topper and he was liking tweets about him. Yeah, that was great. All right, 215-592-9494.
People grow.
All right. Why don't you, speaking of growing, why don't you give people a third clue here? Help the people out.
You just dismissed everything.
You got to stop.
Taiwan Walker's growing.
Monday's not the day for this. Monday's not the day. Monday's not the day for optimism. No. Let me know. Let me know what
you
it
can
is.
Be optimistic on everyone but Taiwan Walker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's fine.
We just can't take it too far.
I'm taking it too far.
Because at some point,
it's delusion.
You're just lying to us.
Yourself.
I mean, I'm hoping that he understands the weight of the moment and he rises to the occasion. I mean, he's had some moments.
Oh, yeah.
He's had.
Name one.
You know what? When I said it, I was trying to think of one. And the first thing that popped in my head, well, when I saw the guy wearing his jersey, but that's not really a moment.
Not,
that was on the field.
Not at all.
That's only a moment, because why would anyone want a Taiwan Walker?
No, wasn't it our guy Joe?
Oh, it was.
It's our guy Joe.
He had the Taiwan
Walker. Yeah. I think it was a City Connect Taiwan Walker.
Yeah, that's a nice jersey.
They had to print that
City
one up
Connection
special.
City Connect's starting to grow on me a little bit. The jackets and everything. Like,
it grew on me a lot last year.
The Mitchell and Ness has some nice Phillies jackets. Some really, really nice ones.
I'm still out on the City Connect, but I didn't realize the Taiwan Walker jersey was a City Connect. That means he must have gotten it after the 2023 season.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was brand new. Like,
why?
It was,
and they had to custom make it, because if you go in the team store, they don't have a shelf of Walkers. I mean, like, no one's buying those.
We got to get one for Hugh.
Nah, City Connect. The Taiwan, I wear the jacket. The jacket, yeah.
It'll be the second jersey we bought Hugh, because we bought him the Bryce Young Panthers jersey after the.
Is that what it
after
is?
After what you did on. You know, Benedict Douglas showed up.
That's a good one right there.
Right, mention the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Have you got a third clue for everyone off of that?
I mean, if you don't get it after that right there, we just led you down.
All right, let's give everyone a third clue for Hugh's clues today.
All right, then the third clue is this one. Philadelphia icon.
All right, so we have a sports coach, a fictional sports coach. We have, what was the second clue? It was part of the bracket of Hughes.
One of
your many, many personalities. I mean, like 80 or so personalities. Plus, Philadelphia icon. All right, there it is. Your third clue for Hughes Clues. 215-592-9494. And you're playing today for a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Brady in Reading is up talking Rob Thompson. What's up, Brady?
Hey. Hey, Hugh. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's Brady. What's up?
Yeah, so I wanted to join the Rob Thompson discussion and whether or not he should be on the hot seat.
Are you putting him on?
To an extent. I look at, like, the Joe Girardi firing a couple years ago and how that voted well for us, and that, you know, happened the first week of June.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that you can, you know, blow things up by firing a manager, or you could also, you know, turn around the ship. And I think that we all know what the Phillies can do, and I think that, you know, we shouldn't blow things up necessarily, but, you know, if we are just kind of cruising and need to shake things up, I think that, you know, we should, you know, fire Rob in that instance. I mean, this is also a team that beat the Dodgers in the season series last year, so there's no, like, there's proof that we are there. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting the right juice going.
Well, yeah, and like, there's proof that he also has done a good job here in the regular seasons overall, right? I mean, the last 2 years, they've won more games, and they've been a good team since he got here. But what's striking me, Brady, is how poorly they played from July on last year. And if the beginning of the season is a continuation of that, then I got to make a move, right? If they get off to a good start, great,
exactly.
Let's go. Let's try to win the World Series. But I can't let it linger, and all of a sudden we're playing 500 in June, and it's like, what have we done for a whole year now?
Right, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I even looked at, like, Doug Peterson getting fired, you know, after winning a Super Bowl. Rob doesn't even have the ring necessarily, but, you know, like, he does, you know, have the regular season track record. It's just, you know, making sure that, as you said, you know, getting things together in, you know, July, August, and then the fall.
So. Yeah, and look, he's also making a move here with this lineup, and if it works, he'll be look like a genius. If it doesn't, it's like, hey, you messed it up. We had Schwarber hitting well at the top. Brady, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues?
Well, so I had a couple ideas here, but after the third clue, I got to go Mick from Rocky.
Thank you,
Mick. You hit it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was easy, man. Come on. $100.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you got it, Brady, man. Congratulations. You won a $100 gas card for Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Now, does everyone recognize the tomato cans part?
They've been playing tomato cans. They've been in the tomato cans, Rock. You've been fighting tomato cans.
I appreciate that you held back the Mick voice before.
No, yeah, because I was about to drop it.
That would have gave it away.
Yeah, I definitely gave it away.
You know, actually, it was a tricky one, but an easy one if you really thought through it. Because like when people thought coach, I think they were thinking like head coach of a sports team.
Yeah.
Not like a trainer, a boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
But in essence, Mick's a coach.
Yeah, he's a coach. He's a coach.
Mick's
and he's iconic.
Mick's an all-time character.
Yes,
what,
he is.
What a great coach.
Yes, he is.
Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
The Fighting Phils. I like Rob Thompson. I do. I like him. I think he's done a good job.
But?
But, listen, whose fault is it that these guys don't swing at strikes?
Obviously, it's his.
Whose fault is it?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's his. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at. But the manager, his job, like they make a lot of money, man. They make a lot of money. And the fact that they didn't make a whole lot of moves in the offseason, it kind of sets up. And they didn't extend him for a long period of time. It does kind of set up that if he doesn't get it done, that he's the guy that's going to be, you know, he's going to be out.
I mean, listen, I understand why he was hired. Girardi was getting on everybody's nerves. He was tough. But then you bring in a guy that's more of a player's coach. That doesn't last long. And I think, you know, guys tend to take advantage of that. And, Dombrowski's to blame, too, for the lack of not winning the title here. Because I think after the Diamondback series, which was an absolute debacle, losing to them the way the Phillies lost to them 2 years ago, I think he had to break up the roster a little bit, and nothing really has happened the last 2 years. You got the same mix of guys. I don't know if this team's going to make the playoffs. I mean, the pitching should be good. I think they're going to stay around because of the pitching, but you got a bunch of guys who are so undisciplined at the plate. Would you throw them a strike?
I would not. And Mark, to your point on the playoffs, I think most people listening right now think it's a lock they make the playoffs. And I think they will make it, but I don't view it as a lock. The Braves are better. The Mets will be better because they added Soto to a team that was already good. The Central's got to get a team. The Dodgers are in. That leaves two spots. Arizona won 88 last year and added Corbin Burns. They look like they're pretty good, right? That leaves one spot. I mean, it could be Phillies and Padres and Mets all for one spot or two spots.
Absolutely.
Like, it feels like if they goof around for 2 months, we're going to be biting our nails to make the playoffs.
I mean, you got to play the Mets 12 times. You got to play the Braves 12 times.
Yep.
The Padres are good.
Arizona's good. Giants could be better. Yeah, sure.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if the Phillies are going to make the playoffs. I think it's a 50-50 situation, and, you know, I hope they do. But, I mean, I've been watching this team hit for years now. They just are so undisciplined. And also, they swing through so many pitches. I just, offensively, this team's a problem. I think Crawford and Miller are going to be up here soon. And I think that's their plan, to shock this team, bring up some young guys, hungry guys, to get this team rolling, because I just don't see offensively where they're going to generate offense. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Rod Thompson, he's responsible. It's his team. He's the manager. You guys got to be more disciplined. They're not.
Well, and now with shaking the lineup up, and Mark, we appreciate a phone call. Always a good call. That's like the one thing you could count on with this team is Schwarber is going to hit from the leadoff spot.
Oh, he's money.
And they win there. So let's just play it out. Now, this might work. I mean, it might. Maybe Turner gets off to a good start. Maybe Schwarber hits no matter where you put him. But imagine in 2 weeks if Turner's scuffling and Schwarber is scuffling. Then we're going to be like, why did you do this? You had something that worked, and you purposely messed with it. It's not like an injury here where you have no choice, right? If Schwarber got hurt, then you put Turner up top. This is voluntary. They're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, but you're also doing it from the standpoint, Joe, you got to do something different. And we didn't get any different pieces. We're going back. We're trying to run this thing back and do some of the same things that we've done in the past. And it didn't work. As a matter of fact, we've regressed, especially when it comes to the postseason.
Yep.
So I get it, and I'm okay with it. And for the guys that talk about they're used to hitting in certain orders, okay, if you're used to it, then be consistent at your approach. And maybe the lineup will stay the same. But be consistent. That's the biggest thing. That when we talk about this team, you can talk about Topper's moves all you want, but at the end of the day, everybody always talks about the approach at the plate, not taking too many pitches, swinging at everything. They didn't, like, we was talking about the Arizona series, pitchers didn't even have to pitch because they were swinging at everything.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to throw strikes because they were swinging
easy.
At everything.
They made it easy on them.
So that is the problem. That's the problem. So Topper's trying to do it from his perspective. He's trying to figure out ways to shake it up and get guys not to chase. That's at the end of the day, that's what's killed this team the last 3 years that we've been in the playoffs. Chasing the baseball.
Totally. All right, a couple updates on the roster as we are 3 days away from opening day here. Hugh, first thing, Cody Clemens made the team.
Hey,
so
Cody.
All the Cody fans are happy. I like Cody. Second thing is, your guy, after a little bit of uncertainty this spring if he was going to be on the roster, your guy, Johan Rojas, is back on the team. You ready for another year, Johan?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
That's not like you're as excited.
It's not as excited as you. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it. So, like, don't laugh. Go,
this
don't
is like
laugh,
pulling
Kyle.
Teeth with you.
It no, does, I'm just saying I'm not as excited as I once was.
It does sound. Well,
no, because ooh. You got it.
It's over
you gotta,
between you guys.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's over. But it's you got to do a better job of evolving, man. You got to work a little bit.
You know what? I think Hugh might have dropped Johan and found Justin Crawford.
Oh, yeah. This could be like the actual good Rojas.
This is make or break for Johan. Crawford's breathing down his neck.
No, you know what the funny part about all of this is the fact that they're trying to get this influx of young guys in here. That's probably going to be a lever that's going to be pulled first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about Topper and the moves that we might make with him. They're going to bring some of these young guys up first, I believe, and then they're going to take it from there.
I actually think that they have a better plan for Rojas this year. It doesn't sound like he's going to play as much, mm-mm. but he's going to come in for defense late in the game, pinch running. Like, that's what I think he's good for. When you play him three times a week, you can't do that. All right, last update here, and I don't know if I've seen this one in a while. So Matt Strom, he had a shoulder issue. He pitched the other day or threw the other day. He was expected to pitch today, but he will not this morning. You know why? Nothing to do with his shoulder. He has left middle finger irritation after hurting it packing this morning. As the Phillies get ready to come home, so I guess he was packing up his bags to come back to Philadelphia, and he hurt his finger packing. You ever hurt your finger packing?
I'm trying to think. How can you hurt your finger? What are you packing?
Well, a suitcase.
No, I mean, but what are you packing in your suitcase where... What do you say? Left middle finger numbness?
Left middle finger irritation after packing this morning.
Left, like, because we're on TV, but you know, the left middle finger.
Yeah.
Packing.
So like, here's what I'm guessing. He's trying to stuff the suitcase. Banked,
and he pushing stuff
or
in?
Or maybe he was pulling the zipper around and he caught his finger in there. I'm just guessing.
And now your finger is irritated?
I don't know.
To the point where you can't. Do nothing.
So you call him BS on this?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand.
Some could
sounds
say
like you feel it, some type of way.
Well, no, I'm trying to like before you say I'm calling BS. No, I'm trying to understand.
Well, how, it could be BS. Maybe his shoulder still hurts.
How could you hurt your finger like that? I mean, I'm just.
I think he zipped his finger up in his suitcase. That's my guess.
Okay. If we're playing forensic files here,
mm-hmm. yeah.
How do you do that? How could you possibly accidentally zip your middle finger, this one right here?
Yep.
How can you zip that in a suitcase?
Well, Zach Wheeler had an issue with zipping up his own pants.
He did.
He had a finger injury because of it.
Those zippers can be unforgiving sometimes, man.
Hugh wears sweatpants all the time, so he's not familiar.
You know what? As a guy that doesn't wear zippers on most days, I'm having a hard time.
I can see where this has become a lost art for Hugh.
I might wear a suit for Thursday, though. That's our first day. That's when we debut on TV.
On the YouTube?
Debut.
Yeah, you're going to put a suit on for YouTube?
We're going to debut on TV. Yeah, that's going to irritate
you. You did
folks,
so well. Right? What was that word you nailed in the 10 o'clock hour?
I forgot it.
Meander?
Malleable.
Malleable.
That was malleable.
Nah, I said they butt.
But he was so proud.
That was going to irritate some folks.
All right. Speaking of,
I'm going to get the calls.
Speaking of that, Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo.
What's up, Jay?
We just going to sit here and act like Harper ain't told
Topper under the bus and his teammates and everything?
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. I said that last week.
Oh, he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have done it. But it's his
Jay
fault.
Just came to the house this week. He just kicked his feet up. He'd take his shoes off for nothing.
So what's the issue?
Like it's cool, like it's good.
What's the issue today?
What you mean? What's the issue? This pandering, backstabbing fraud dude started all this stuff again.
He came in.
Oh, so you're mad at Bryce for throwing top? That's fine.
Hiding his hands and everything.
Jay, I don't disagree with you. I don't.
Oh, we got out coached. No, you got out pitched.
Well, they also got out coached.
They get out coached. What,
they got out managed. They got out managed in the Arizona series.
Supposed to swing the bat for him?
No, he left Rojas in the lineup as the guy was drowning out there.
And he got this bum Marsh. They keep trying to force feed in there because Dombrowski made a bad trade.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I do like Dombrowski too. We could use Dombrowski.
The future, but he wanted to run around talk about hit rates and all that. And this pandering fraud because he got a tattoo. I hit third. I don't hit nowhere else. Judge hit lead off. Mm-hmm. Ohtani hit lead off, but he can't do it.
I agree with you on this. Harper should hit where they tell him to hit and be quiet about
you
it.
You keep talking about top on the hot seat.
Well, hold on. Well, but
bum that said, I'll go to the right field if we get a hitter. We couldn't go after Soto because the GM Harper said, no, I don't want him. He's going to make more money than me.
What are we going to do with Bryce Harper, Jay? I could get a new manager.
Trade
I can't
him.
Trade him where?
Anywhere. Get him out of
but
here.
He's not, but he's not. But no, stop. He's not a problem. He helps the team.
Did he win anything?
No, but he's also performed in the postseason.
Oh, he's going to get another tattoo. I forgot. Is now y'all going to love it.
I don't care about his tattoos. You got the wrong guy. I could care less about his tattoos or his sweatshirts.
But you keep skating around the fact that they're declining every year.
No, I'm not skating around it. Jay, if they don't believe in the manager anymore, we're going to keep him because you don't like Bryce Harper?
Oh, he's the manager for
No,
okay.
I'm not saying it's all the manager. If the players don't believe in the manager anymore, what's got to happen?
He should be willing to bat second.
I agree with you.
But why won't he?
I mean, he's good at bat second on opening day, so I think he's going to do it.
No, he's not. You know good.
No, Jay, I think he's going to bat second on opening day.
You know better than that.
Jay.
He sit there and said I'm a three-hitter.
I think he's going to bat second on opening day.
He get what he wanted. Didn't he get Realmuto here? He got Trey Turner here.
Sure,
I want to play first base. I want to do this.
I'm telling you, and I agree with you a lot today on this stuff. I think he's going to bat second opening day.
Ain't Middleton a billionaire, right? How come we couldn't go after Soto?
They should have. I'm with you. I wanted Soto. Anyone with a brain would have wanted Soto.
Too much bread.
I'm just saying, that's what they was thinking.
I mean, they're paying $300 million for a shortstop who can't play shortstop.
Paying his buddy Castellanos. He's still paying his buddy JT that they're going to sign again to another two-year deal.
Well, they kind of have no choice on the JT.
And let me tell you about Goddard and the Eagles, too. Now, you're crying about Milton Williams. Last year, Milton Williams was Ujomo. He was the fourth defensive tackle.
That's not true.
What? When Fletcher was here, what was it?
Oh, you mean 2 years ago. Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I didn't understand what you meant.
He got a chance to play, right?
Yeah, but he had been playing more than that for a couple of years.
Yeah. What you mean, yeah? Yeah, he got a chance to play, and he got paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then Ojomo can play.
How come Ojomo doesn't have a single sack in the NFL?
Yeah, and Milton Williams ain't had no sack before he got a chance to play.
Yeah, he did. He had
Let
some.
Play.
He
and
had
then
some.
You want to pay the fourth option on offense $12 million so he can play 10 games.
So you just want to get rid of good football players?
And what you going to do? We went on a 10-game winning streak without him when he was on the sideline, right?
He didn't miss 10 games. Come on, now we're just making stuff up.
He missed 7.
That's not 10.
It's not.
That's three games difference. 215-592-9494.
Jay came in our house and just started cooking the kitchen. He just went in the kitchen.
Jay has a way to want to poke even when I agree with him. Like, I'm with you. I agree with a lot of this stuff. What are we arguing about?
Jay didn't even take his shoes off.
He did not. Next time, take your shoes off, Jay. All right, we come back. Your phone calls on all this. Topper, should he be on the hot seat to start the season? Would it annoy you if the Eagles just cut Dallas Scott? It would annoy anyone except you. And, of course, when we come back, we have 1 month until the NFL draft, which means the return of the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We'll dive into who the Eagles might select next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.